Good morning, everybody. You're listening to 720 WGN Chicago. This is Chris Jones and my pal Mark Caro.
Right.
We're here on the night side. We're here with you just until 1 a.m. As always, when we're on, you know, we're all over the place on the clock here at WGN. But when we're here, we usually get some cool cultural guests. We talk about the state of, you know, arts in Chicago, music in Chicago, movies, theater, all of that good stuff. And we're going to turn our attention now to Riot Fest, which has been this sort of interesting thing where, you know, here you have a festival that's on the books. Everyone's coming in from out of town, right, Mark Caro?
Right. But starts a week from tomorrow.
There's been this sort of question about whether, A, it's actually happening, and B, if it is happening, who's going to be at it?
Well, Elvis Costello, whose Riot act we were just listening to playing us in, he had... he's still listed as playing. He had cancer surgery or some sort of procedure. He canceled a lot of dates. If you look on Elvis Costello's website, his next dates he lists are in November. He doesn't list Riot Fest. But you're a week out, and they haven't announced who's playing which day. You would think for single-day tickets, you would want to know. Well, they announced Weezer is playing today. So that, but like, what day are all these people playing?
Right.
Jim DeRogatis, again, not a big fan of Lollapalooza, but Lollapalooza, my experience is that it's a very well organized, right, very well run festival. Riot Fest always seems a little less so.
So on the line, we've got Jessie Rohde, who is a very intrepid reporter at the Your Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Jessie.
She spent the whole day today, pretty much, because I've watched her do it, trying to get hold of the answers to some of these questions about Riot Fest. So if you're driving in your car and you've got a ticket to Riot Fest and you want to know what the heck is going on, you know, pull over and listen for a second. So how you doing, Jessie? Thanks for joining us. Are you there?
Hey,
Jesse. Sorry about that.
Jesse.
That was no. That was my fault. I didn't push the right button.
Wake up, Jesse.
No, my
okay.
fault.
All right, Jesse. So, you know, you've been reporting this all day today, the latest news. So give it to us. What's going on with Riot Fest?
Riot Fest is indeed happening.
Yay.
Yay.
Everyone will descend upon Douglas Park beginning next Friday. And as far as organizers and people who sent out confirmation for press credentials, Wednesday evening, Elvis Costello will still be playing. Wow. Saturday night. He will be headlining with Beck, who is also headlining Saturday night. And we're just waiting for what the final second wave lineup announcement is, as well as single day ticket information and actual set time scheduling. Those are still the big pieces.
So what's your
left of the puzzle?
What's your take on why it's this chaotic? Like what's your analysis of why here we are, you know, a week out, and no one really knows the full deal. Why is it like this? And you know, is this a sort of sustainable thing in your opinion?
Right. I mean, Riot Fest was plagued by a few issues this year. They Ticketfly, the ticketing platform that they use every year, was breached. So then that wow. caused organizers, after the initial lineup was announced in May, to kind of scramble to do something for fans. Blink-182 dropped out today within this kind of like crazy day wave of speculation that,
right.
Yes, Chris was right. I worked on all day. Really, it's still, compared to festivals like Lollapalooza, Riot Fest is still a younger festival, and they have been since ending their Denver edition in 2016. They have been trying to change things a bit to cater to a smaller, kind of more niche audience,
yeah,
of like older punk fans. So it could, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to put it on them and that it was totally disorganized. It could just be a rough year, but between the permitting information and then there still being holes in the lineup, yeah, it just didn't look good.
Yeah, I mean, being a week out of a major festival, that's a destination festival, should be.
Where is this?
And not knowing,
Douglas Park.
Douglas Park.
It's in Douglas Park, yeah. And there were plenty of people on Twitter tweeting at both the festival, tweeting at venues that would be hosting after shows, tweeting at people in the media, like Greg Kot, like Jim DeRogatis, and Kevin Williams and myself asking if we had any additional information. Riot Fest does draw a pretty big international crowd.
So yeah, people come from right. People come in right. They've got plane tickets. Well,
yeah,
people
come from everywhere, and people have had Airbnbs booked for months, and you know, getting a refund on that. I mean, good luck. So,
well, to sell single day tickets and to not tell you who's going to be playing which day at a week out. Or 8 days out is crazy.
They haven't started selling single day tickets, so you can still only buy a 3 day pass. And as recently,
which is also nuts,
right? It's crazy because it's not. I mean, it is more affordable in comparison to other festivals, but yeah, I mean, $200 to not be able to figure out who you want to see is ridiculous.
So, do you still is this like? You know, as just a person, has this made you like hate this festival? Are you still? I mean, do you?
I definitely felt that way today. Yes.
No, she's a pro, Chris. She's a pro. She doesn't have emotional wrap up like that. You know.
I had a slight moment today, but no. I mean, look, these festivals, and especially Riot Fest, when it was founded by Sean McKeough, who passed away.
Yeah.
Recently, and then Riot Mike Patrician is really trying to keep it as kind of, he is trying to keep it in as close to the spirit of quote unquote punk as you possibly can. But at this point, if for lack of a better term, if selling out means that you have a more well-oiled machine, right, and fans aren't screaming at you endlessly on Twitter, then maybe, you know, selling out might be the way to go.
It seemed like when Riot Fest started, it seemed like it really was the old punkers thing at first. You know, we would be the Buzzcocks and, yeah, you know, all those bands. But now, I mean, they announced Weezer today, and Weezer, because, you know, they've headlined Lollapalooza, and they have like a huge hit, which is a cover of Toto's Africa. There's right. Nothing punk about Weezer's cover of Africa, except that it's like, whoa, that's crazy. They covered a Toto song and they're having a big hit with it.
And it's hilarious that is actually their biggest hit ever.
It is.
Yeah, it is Weezer's biggest hit ever. And I mean, punk in the sense of what it was when people think about it doesn't really exist anymore. So I definitely understand it. And all of the bands that they announced today that will be replacing Blink-182, they announced Weezer, Taking Back Sunday, and rap duo Run the Jewels.
Right.
They have all played Riot Fest multiple times before. So it does kind of seem like a doing your friends a favor type of situation.
Yeah, but Jesse, I'm not understanding, like, yeah, why are they announcing this today? Like, this thing, when does this start? This is like days away. I mean, what the heck is going on?
So the initial, in all of my crunching today, it has been 100 days since the initial lineup announcement.
Wow.
We were notified that the second wave was supposed to come at the end of August. So they're not, I mean, and that is late. End of August is considerably late, two weeks out from the festival.
Yeah. And they missed their deadline.
So yeah.
Their late deadline.
They really missed the deadline.
Wow. So you're gonna tweet back at these fans and say, look, it's all going to be okay. Get your tickets, get your Airbnb, chill out. It's all going to be all right. You feel confident. The full credibility of Jesse Rohde is on the line.
No, it's not.
I'm laying it on her right here on Riot Fest 2018. No, everyone will be fine. Everyone will still get to watch Elvis Costello from atop the Ferris wheel or whoever they so choose. They still have the circus sideshow review, which is very cool and kind of this,
yeah,
this like randomly wonderful, quirky thing about Riot Fest that many festivals don't have. What I would say to people is, in the internet push to kind of be their own intrepid reporters or people on the internet,
yes,
just to let them know, a lot of the speculation was really kind of amplified today by the fact that Chicago Park District's online database did not have their permit request accurately updated. So Park District officials did let us know today that Riot Fest permits have been submitted, and they have a project manager on it that is in the field and will be working to set up everything in the park in the next few days.
Well, it sounds pretty good, Mark Cara, right? You can say, okay, Riot Fest is happening.
Well, it sounds like it's happening. And I was curious about the Costello thing just because I'm a fan, and he had cancer and so I didn't know when he was coming back. And when you look on his website, it does not say he's playing Riot Fest. So I'm like,
As of today, Elvis Costello will be playing Riot Fest. And I hope he's listening right now because I would like to hear I Don't Want to Go to Chelsea. Elvis Costello.
Do you know what the capacity is of Riot Fest, by the way?
The what?
Do you know the capacity? How many people fit in that thing?
Oh, I don't know. I feel like last year we may have reported 60,000, but I don't know the complete capacity of the park. It's not on the scale of Lollapalooza, but it is bigger than Pitchfork.
It's bigger than Pitchfork.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, it's an important, it's good news that it's happening. Jesse Rohde, intrepid reporter, managed to track down information that they was not forthcoming, Mark Caro.
Go figure.
Go figure. Listen, we appreciate you staying up in the middle of the night to tell us and tell the listeners of WGN all that's going on in Riot Fest. Thanks so much, Jesse.
Thank you guys so much, and I will see you both in the mosh pit at Riot Fest.
Awesome.
You got it. You're listening.
We're going to be mashing to total covers.
You're listening to 720 WGN Chicago. It's Chris Jones and Mark Caro on the night side, and we'll be right back.